안녕하세요. Hello. So this week we'll be talking about one of the most highly requested topics, K-pop. 그래서 이번 주는 K-pop에 대해서 좀 얘기해 볼 건데요. 특히 K-pop의 역사에 대해서 얘기해 볼 거예요. So K-pop의 역사 means like history and origins. So we'll be talking a little bit about like how K-pop got started. And the groups that really helped establish K-pop. And, you know, K-pop is a very new genre. So we'll be able to cover this in really two episodes. So this will be part one, and we'll be talking a little bit more about K-pop next week. So yeah, 그럼 이제 시작합시다. So then let's get started. So, 일단 K-pop은 정말 한국을 발전시키는 거를 많이 도와줬어요. So K-pop really helped Korea grow. So 발전시키다 means like to grow and 도와줬어요. 도와주다 means to help. 그래서 6.25 전쟁 후 한국은 그렇게 잘 사는 나라가 아니었어요. So 6.25 전쟁. So 6.25 literally translates to 6-5, like 6-25. 전쟁 is war. So this 6.25 전쟁 is like the Korean War between North Korea and South Korea. 그렇게 잘 사는 나라. So 잘 사다 means like you're living well. So Korea wasn't like a country that was like doing well, especially in the 1950s. It was definitely not a first world country. 그리고 6.25 전쟁 때문에 많은 미국인들은 한국 하면은 한국 전쟁밖에 몰랐어요. So because of the Korean War, a lot of Americans, so 많은 미국인, 미국 is America, 미국인 is Americans. 미국인들은 한국 하면, so when you say Korea, 한국 전쟁밖에 몰랐어요. So they only really knew about the Korean War when they thought of Korea. 모르다 means to not know. So going into the 2000s, it really helped Korea become well known internationally. And you know, if you ask an American or anyone in the world about Korea, it's likely that they're not just going to be thinking about the Korean War, which was definitely not the case in the 1950s and the early, late 1900s. 그래서 일단 K-pop의 진짜 시작은 잭스키스, 이초티와 신화라고 볼 수 있겠죠. So you could say that the start of K-pop as like a genre began with Jackskiss, H.O.T. and Shinhwa, which were three groups. 그래서 한국 지금은 so right now 한국 아이돌 기획사 so idol is like Korean K-pop idols. 기획사 is like the companies that are in charge. They're like entertainment companies that are in charge of their Korean idols. 중 3대가 so 3대 is like the big three. JYP, YG, SM. So those are the names of the three big entertainment companies. And one of the first K-pop groups, called H.O.T, is actually from SM, which is still a very big entertainment company today. They're the biggest K-pop idol company. 근데 H.O.T는 SM 회사의 그룹인데, so 회사 means company, so SM 회사, so SM company. 진짜 인기가 많았어요. So 진짜 a lot 인기, popularity 많았어요. There was a lot. 정말 인기가 많았고 그리고 H.O.T의 라이벌 잭스키스도 있었죠. So Jackskiss was another group and they were basically like the rivals of H.O.T. And there was basically a whole fan war. And if you ever watch a really popular K-drama called Reply 1997, you'll get an idea of just how intense it was. And these two groups were so, so popular, especially among female teenagers, And their fans were very, very divided. And it's still an ongoing kind of joke. Whenever like members of the two group like meet at like a TV show or something. And you know, if you follow K-pop, then you might have heard of BTS. And it would literally be like having two BTSs in Korea. 그래서 그 후 2000년대에는 so 2000년대 2000 is 2000 so in the 2000 year of 2000s 원더걸스의 Nobody가 처음으로 빌보드 핫 100에 진입했어요. So basically there was a K-pop group called Wonder Girls and they were record setting because 처음으로 so for the first time 빌보드 핫 100 so the Billboard 100 진입했어요. So 진입하다 is like enter. So their song Nobody entered like the US charts for the first time. 그리고 처음으로 미국 진출을 했고 아주 놀랍고 자랑스러웠죠. So 처음으로 미국 진출. So they were the first ones to go to America and to be successful. And it was very 놀랍고, it was very surprising and shocking. 하지만 자랑스러웠죠. So it was the Koreans were very proud. 그리고 또 2000년대에 so in the same time period in the 2000s, 소녀시대의 G도 아주 많은 인기를 끌었고 특히 일본에도 아주 인기가 많았어요. So 소녀시대, so 소녀 means like girl, 시대 means like generation. So their group name translates to girls generation. And they had a song called G in the 2000s. And 많은 인기를 끌었어요. So it was really popular. 하고 일본, so Japan, 일본에도 인기가 많았어요. So it was also popular in Japan as well. 그리고 물론 K-pop의 역사에 대해서 얘기하자면 빅뱅은 까먹을 수가 없죠. So 물론 K-pop의 역사. So of course 물론 K-pop의 역사. So like history. If we're going to talk about K-pop history. 대해서 얘기하자면, so to talk about, 빅뱅을 까먹을 수는 없죠. So 빅뱅을 까먹다 means to forget. So 까먹을 수 없다. So we can't forget. We can't forget about Big Bang if we're going to talk about K-pop history. So Big Bang is the first K-pop group that entered the Billboard main chart. So 처음으로 빌보드 메인 차트에 진입을 하고 So remember, 진입 means to enter. Fantastic Baby라는 노래가 있었어요. So they had a song called 노래. They had a 노래 called Fantastic Baby. 하고 그게 한때는 K-pop 뮤직비디오 중에서 유튜브 조회수가 제일 많았어요. So out of like K-pop music videos in YouTube, 조회수, so like the number of views, 제일 많았어요. So 제일, like they had the most. They had the most views. 그리고 처음으로 2억 회를 돌파했어요. So 2억 is like 200 million views. 돌파하다. So that's like to go past, like to like set a record. So they set a record of over like 200 million views in YouTube. And 지금은 4억이 넘었어요. So right now it's over 400 million. So Big Bang is like referred to kind of as a legendary figure in K-pop, and they really are like one of the most respected artists as a group because they really helped pave the way for Korea becoming known internationally.
그리고 마침내 2001년부터 2012년에 싸이의 강남 스타일.
So 마침내 means like finally. So finally, in 2011 to 2012, 2011년부터 2012년, 싸이의 강남 스타일. So, Psy's Gangnam Style, it took up the world by storm. And if you're old enough, you might remember, it was so popular and it had such a catchy beat. And there was a dance moves that people found to be really funny and catchy. And I remember it was like all over YouTube and it was playing everywhere I went.
그리고 그때 조회수가 유튜브에서 제일 많았어요.
So 그때, so in that time, 조회수, so the views, 조회수가 유튜브에서
제일 많았어요. 제일 means most, so it had the most views on YouTube. And actually, it also had the most likes. And it was also the first video to reach 1 billion views. And I believe the number one most viewed song right now is like the Baby Shark song. And that's actually also a Korean creation. 어쨌든, so anyways, 싸이가 전 세계에 알려지고 뭐 공연하러 다녔어요. So 전 세계 means the whole world. 알려지고, so that means like to be known. So he became very famous all over the world. 그리고 공연하러, so to perform. 갔어요. So he went. So he went around to perform. Like New York, Europe, like Japan, he was everywhere. And you know, everyone was doing the Gangnam style dance and it literally became like this worldwide phenomenon. And it definitely helped K-pop reach all the corners of the world. 그리고 이때는, so in this time, 다른 회사들, so in other entertainment companies, 슈퍼주니어, 2PM, 21, 이런 그룹들도 정말 인기가 많았어요. So these are all groups like Super Junior, 2PM, 21. These are all really popular groups, especially in the 2000s and early 2010s. And they were also really popular. 그리고 다들 해외에서 인기를 얻고, so 해외 is like international, so beyond Korea. 인기를 얻고, so they garnered a lot of attention and popularity. 그리고 K-pop이라는 장르를 구성하는데 도와줬어요. So they really helped define, so 구성하다, so really define and establish what K-pop as a genre was. 그리고 그들이 없었으면 지금의 방탄소년단이나 블랙핑크 같은 유명한 그룹들이 이런 해외에서 이런 성공을 누린다는 거는 아주 힘들었겠죠. So 그들 means like them, so they 없었으면 if they were not there, so like to not be there. 지금 방탄소년단이나 블랙핑크. So 지금 means now, and 방탄소년단 and Blackpink are both really famous K-pop groups right now. 같은 유명한 그룹들이. So 유명하다 means like famous. Group is just group. 그래서 같은 유명한 그룹들이. So other famous groups like BTS or Blackpink. 해외에서, so internationally. 이런 성공을 누리다. So this enjoy this kind of success. So 성공 means like success. 누린다 is like to enjoy like all of this like success. 아주 힘들었겠죠. So it would have been really difficult. So really without them, it would have been really hard for BTS and Blackpink to be as well known and as popular as they are today. Because all these groups and all these artists that came first really helped Korea flourish and establish what K-pop is and just really help internationally people to understand like Korean music, Korean pop, and beyond that, like Korean culture as a whole. And, you know, some of you might have began studying Korean because you know, maybe started with K-pop. One of my friends became interested in learning about Korean and Korean culture because she became really into BTS. So yeah, 일단 이번 주는 여기까지 하고, so this week, this is it. 그리고 다음 주에 조금 더 K-pop에 대해서 얘기해볼까 합니다. So we'll be talking a bit more about K-pop next week. And you know, yeah, that's pretty much it. So if you have any suggestions, please remember to fill out the suggestion form. And thank you. 그럼 다음 주에 봅시다. And see you next week.